Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pencil players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Monday Night Meltdown. George Kurtz is going to step up and kick it with us. We'll talk NFL football, Major League Baseball, a little NHL hockey, as well as the preseason has begun. Somebody better tell the Philadelphia Eagles that this was not a preseason game tonight because they played like it. They got drilled. Dallas wins 41-21. Final score. Dak Prescott, 21-26, 238 yards, three touchdown passes. Balanced attack tonight. They threw for 220. They rushed for 160 this evening. Jalen Hurts actually threw for 326 yards tonight. We left that prop on the table. We did bet Jalen Hurts over rushing yards, yet that did not hit. He had 35 rushing yards tonight. We needed 55.5. The Dallas Cowboys kept him in check. He didn't really look all that fast when he ran. So week three is officially done right now. And we end with an over. It was a heavy under week. It was 11-5 to the under. And it was 8-8 as far as dogs and favorites are concerned. So the odds makers did their job, 8-8. They got burnt on the totals. Yet, speaking of the totals, the primetime affair is now 8-1 to the over. 9 primetime games this year. 8 of them have gone over the number. The next primetime game is Thursday night. And unfortunately, we're going to have to watch Jacksonville and Cincinnati play football. Like, are you kidding me? Really? I think I'd rather watch Sirianni and his pink pen. The Pink Panther. That's his new nickname, the Pink Panther. Like I said, if you're going to need a Sharpie, why don't you just make it green? I don't know. Was it a highlight? What are you highlighting? Your crap-ass play didn't work last time? Yeah, scratch that one, coach. What's your T-shirt next week? Hopefully we don't get 13 penalties. Like, that T-shirt thing is killing me. I look forward to George Kurtz's take on that. Like, what an idiot. What kind of guy wears a T-shirt like that? And I said, I can't believe that the Eagles ownership group didn't say, what the hell's wrong with you? So the Eagles get the Kansas City Chiefs. So Andy Reid goes back to Philadelphia. And they're all going to be all nice to Andy Reid and all this now. But you treated Andy Reid like crap when he was there. I don't know, like, is this really the best situation for Andy Reid, too? Guy just got out of the hospital. Now he's going to go back to Philadelphia. Listen, the Kansas City Chiefs have been money burners, all right? These guys are 1-12-1 against the spread in their last 14 games. And I realized, too, the only stupid game they covered was against the Buffalo Bills, man. Ugh. Speaking of the Bills are laying 16.5 points to the Houston Texans. So the Kansas City Chiefs are 7.5-point favorites against the Philadelphia Eagles. That's the number. That's who the Eagles get, Kansas City at Philadelphia. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys get the undefeated Carolina Panthers, all right? So the number last night for this football game was 4.5. And it hasn't moved, despite the Cowboys' dominance tonight. It's still 4.5 right now. Cowboys -4.5 against the Carolina Panthers. McCaffrey is going to be out. Hey, I guess McCaffrey's not out for a prolonged period of time, but I think he's gonna be out for this football game. So, you know, listen, the Cowboys are not great home favorites. They did cover tonight. I like them better tonight than I do against the Panthers. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. It's level two. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're kicking it. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates joining the party on the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 204. The Dallas Cowboys victorious. We'll talk football. We'll get into the week four numbers with George Kurtz. The NBA season set to begin in a little more than 3 weeks' time, and we got problems right now. Andrew Wiggins not allowed into his home arena, and he's not relenting on this. So Wiggins is not going to get vaccinated. So which means if you're the Golden State Warriors, fine. You've got to find somebody to trade Andrew Wiggins for. And it seems to me that Ben Simmons makes the most sense. It really does. If you're Philadelphia, you're not getting multiple this and multiple anything, okay? Like, nobody's giving you multiple anything for Ben Simmons. Like, you know what? And it's pretty crazy because I've been ripping Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins is better than Ben Simmons. You know what I mean? Like, Wiggins cares more than Simmons does, if that's even possible. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just such a mess. And you got the Kyrie stuff. Well, whatever. As I stated, I personally don't give a crap whether these people are vaccinated or not. All right? I'm never going to be around Kyrie Irving, and I'm never going to be around Andrew Wiggins. So whether they're vaccinated or not does not affect my life. But what does affect my life is betting on NBA totals, NBA futures, NBA divisions, betting on the NBA. So it's almost like betting on a stock market, but the stocks are sick. You know what I'm saying? I need more information, man. Well, whatever. I'm not a Brooklyn Net fan, so put it this way. You think the Nets are going to win the championship, but they don't have Kyrie Irving playing half their games? What if they make it to the finals and then they can't have him playing at home? Doesn't make sense. So I think Wiggins will be traded because Wiggins isn't threatening retirement and stuff. Wiggins is just bitching, right? Kyrie Irving, supposedly behind the scenes, has told the Nets, I'm not getting vaccinated. I will, if you want, I'll take half the money and I'll play the road games only. Or if you try to trade me, I'll just retire. So I think there's still, that's why Kyrie is still saying there's a lot up in the air right now. And Kevin Durant said there's still time to figure this out. So I think that's where they're at, but they're already.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Flaky. Kyrie Irving took like 3 weeks off for his birthday last year, guys. Right? They'd be better off without him at some point in time. I like Kyrie Irving. I think he's a cool dude. You know what I mean? I think Kyrie does care about winning. But at the same point in time, Kyrie is going to Kyrie. And Kyrie is all about Kyrie. Man, you guys all should have been tennis players. The team.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late night anger management class continues. Our boy Grinch in Arizona says, why don't the Nets play their home games at the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut so Kyrie won't have to get vaxxed? And my answer to that will be, well, because the owner's paying them a ton of money and they play in the Barclays Center and they charge a ton of money in New York and in Brooklyn to go to the games and they sell a lot of tickets. Right? That's sort of the reason. But we love you anyways, Grinch. That's just my answer, right? There's an answer for every question. All right, George Kurtz steps up and in. There's a lot of stuff to get to. How you doing, George?
Oh, I think you know I'm doing pretty well tonight Mr. Morenci. Good night for the Cowboys there. So good night, Yankee sweep over the weekend. I'm in a very good mood.
Yankee sweep over the weekend, and the Dallas Cowboys look great tonight. As you saw, I tweeted out earlier, let's start off with Coach Dan Quinn and the Cowboys defense. Now, I think honestly, too, and I'm kicking myself, I had never put the bet in. I saw it the other night at plus 600. Micah Parsons, we told you guys a million times, he's going to win. He's going to win the defensive rookie of the year. He's a badass. But I think his enthusiasm is rubbing off on people. Dan Quinn's intensity rubbing off a bit. And listen, their defense isn't perfect, but you look at all the injuries that the defense has dealt with, and they lead the league in takeaways, right? And you can't say, well, they played a soft schedule. I mean, all right, yeah, they played against the Eagles tonight, but they played against the Buccaneers, they played against the Chargers. And it really is turning into this bend but don't break defense, opportunistic. They fly to the ball. Quinn's doing a great job of the defense, and I've been critical of Kellen Moore in the past, George, but Kellen Moore's pushing the right buttons. Like, you know what I mean? They're running the ball. I like a lot of the plays that they have, actually. I remember in past years, like, Joe, like, even last year, I remember it was, like, a big third down early in the season, and it went to CeeDee Lamb. The kid's a rookie, and, like, the first game, they went to him on a big play over the middle. And I was like, why would you do that? Like, or remember all the time it would be third and seven or something, bro, and they would throw, like, a pass to Elliott down the sideline? I'd be like, he's not even a good, like, receiver as a running back, and you're having him run down the field. Like, the play calling was bad. Now, they're doing these little rollouts and stuff where Dak will read either, all right, I'll go deep, or if that's not there, I'll dump it off to Jarwin or Schultz. And they did that a couple of times, and it's pretty much impossible to stop when he rolls out like that. So I thought the play calling was very good and the designs were good.
I'm first to tell you, and I made fun of both these guys, right? Quinn, I think I've said it so many times there. Oh, so we're not going to get rid of the players, but the coaching is going to make the difference, right? Because that's what Jerry Jones pretty much said, that it wasn't the players' fault last year, but it was the coaches. Bad coaching is why the Cowboys defense is horrendous, worst ever. So I made plenty of fun of that. Didn't think Dan Quinn could turn it around. He has. I think you're right about Micah Parsons, 100% right. And with Kellen Moore, I sort of equated this to what the Islanders did with Garth Snow. You know, there's like one day Juan comes down, hey, Garth, you know, you can't play backup goaltender anymore. How about general manager? Would you like to do that? Same thing with Kellen Moore, right? Jerry's going, yeah, listen, you third string quarterback, backup quarterback. No, that's not for you. Would you like to be offensive coordinator? That's just the way it seemed to me, because neither one of these guys had any experience there, but it is working out. Kellen Moore has gotten better. I still don't trust McCarthy. Some of his decisions are interesting. At the end of the half, I know you already went through this on Twitter, not calling your timeouts there. What are you waiting for? I mean, I could have had a minute and a half there and the ball back there. What are you, afraid you're going to call a timeout that Philadelphia was going to go for it? Is that what you're worried about there? Weird how that worked out here. But the defense looks like they're flying to the ball. They're playing with energy. Now, when it comes to betting on Parsons for a defensive rookie of the year, I think he's a lock. But he did get hurt at the end of the game. And he did get hurt right below those, right in those ribs.
It didn't look serious, though.
Broken. He came up, but he was ginger. You might want to make sure they're not broken or cracked. That's my biggest fear right now.
Yeah, that's the type of kid, though. You imagine how hurt he'd have to be not to play that kid. He's ready to go. Man, he's been playing good football. Like, he's just a football player, right? You put him out of position, it doesn't matter. Like, he's just a defensive, he's a menace. Like I said, I'm not comparing him to LT, because like Belichick said, there's only one LT. But he just sort of, he could do it all. Like, he could play linebacker, he could play defensive end, he can get at the quarterback. You know what, we've seen his speed and pass coverage as well. There's been times where it's like, whoa, man, he's really gotten down the field. Like, sometimes he's next to the DBs and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the guy really does just go coast to coast.
Think about it. He can fly. He can absolutely fly. But think about this. I mean, in his second NFL game, he's a linebacker. The Cowboys are like, listen, we have nobody on defensive end. We're going to have you rush the passer. And he did well. He was by far the Cowboys' best pass rush last week. It wasn't even close. He had another sack tonight.
He made Lane Johnson take a penalty tonight.
He made Lane Johnson, one of the best left tackles in the game, take a penalty. He's been fantastic. I think I don't know what the Cowboys could ask of the kid. I mean, really, it was his second NFL game. He was asking to play defensive end. I thought he was going to get mauled here. These guys are going to knock him out the next week. No, he held his own and then some. I think it's very impressive.
He's fast as hell, bro.
He is.
He's fast.
Can't stop him. Like I said, fantastic. I mean, I was one of the ones, I was a little disappointed when Surtain was taken by the Broncos, but the Cowboys really needed that. But
you remember I liked him. Remember I told you from day one.
Yeah,
I liked him from day one.
Joe Lisi, same thing. You guys both raved about him. So gift horse. The Cowboys may have gotten a gift horse in the mouth here with Micah Parsons playing great, and I do think he's energized the entire team.
The New York Giants, there's another one. Honestly, I was like, why wouldn't you want to get Parsons? Oh, we're concerned. All that grumbling about, well, there was incidences in the past and whatever. There was nothing really there. Kid's a badass, and it's worked out well. And Dak Prescott, got to give him credit. I mean, Dak Prescott's completed 77% of his passes through three games, George.
I mean, I don't know if he's as quick as he was before the broken bone, the ankle break.
You notice he doesn't want to run at all either. That's gone. He does not want to run. Yeah.
I don't think he has that burst anymore, Gabe. That was a gruesome injury last year. It's one of those injuries you turn your head, right? Because that's just, a compound fracture and all that. But he's done a remarkable job. And the Cowboys, they have weapons up the wazoo. And whenever Lyle Collins returns in this wonderful, funny saga, what's going on with him, the offensive line should be stronger. I mean, the weakest part of the offensive line probably.
You guys still got to be Dallas, though, don't you? As good as things are, someone's still got to be Dallas, right, on this team? It's like everything's going well, but you got one story. Just for the record, Lyle Collins got suspended, and it was kind of strange. People, all right, did he drug test or what was it? It turned out that he was constantly missing tests, so he didn't even fail a test. He was missing tests all the time, and then they were suspicious because they're like, man, this guy's always missing tests, right? And he's always never where he's supposed to be, so they were getting anxious then. They were getting frustrated about it, so they finally cornered him somewhere. And he basically bribed the guy. He said, how about I pay you and we don't do this test?
It doesn't make any... He missed seven tests. Seven! Yeah, seven, I understand, one or two. Things come
up. Yeah, but I understand, George. They're saying it was only for weed, and the league doesn't even care about weed, really. That's the whole thing. From what I understand, George, the league was going to suspend him two games for the weed thing.
Yes.
They were going to be like, listen, you missed a million tests, and we know you smoke weed every day. We're going to give you two games because we don't care about weed anymore. That's the new deal. So, but now that you went and bribed somebody, we're going to give you five. And then it went to two, right? And then an arbitrator said, no, I'm making it five again.
Yeah, the Players Association bargained it down to him from five to two. And then I don't know if the Players Association, hey, don't go to arbitration. Don't do it. We got it down to two. You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
Or maybe they thought, hey, we have nothing to lose, right? Because when was the last time in any sport, Gabe, any sport, where somebody went to arbitration and they raised it? They never raised it. I mean, the arbitrator had to be like, are you kidding me?
The arbitrator said five games is...
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Right. I'm actually surprised they're not more angry about it. Like, that's the type of thing I'd think Goodell would be like, no, dude, you're suspended for the rest of the year. You tried to bribe a drug. I've never heard of that.
First for me. It's had to happen before, but it's the first time I've ever heard something like that. It's like I said, it's the cowboy. It's like when you watch a TV show.
Yeah, but it's not like he had cocaine or something. It was weed. He was getting two games. Just bite the bullet and go, I'm going to get suspended two games. I got to bite the bullet on this. Like,
I wonder what he was really doing. He was afraid of the pee test.
More with Kurtz on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Cowboys win. Pokes win. 41-21. George Kurt, Sports Grid Radio Networks, kicking it with us right now. The Mightier 1090. We're throwing it down live. We're kicking it to Sirius XM Channel 204. So, George, I went on a little bit of a rant earlier about Sirianni. And clearly he's in over his head. I mean, look how undisciplined the team is. Penalties on every play. And I talked about that T-shirt. And the Dallas Cowboys noticed the T-shirt as well, beaten by Dallas. And I said, that's a bad look, dude. Like, I don't remember, you know, Vince Lombardi wearing T-shirts like that. Like, you're a coach in a National Football League. Like, you're not a fan in a sports bar, bro. You're not a fan in the end zone drinking beers. That's a T-shirt fans wear. And that's like even the rah-rah aspect. And I don't know why the Monday Night Football crew defended it and said, oh, he's owning the rivalry and it's fun and stuff. I got to be honest with you. Players hate that stuff. Players aren't there for rah-rah. They're not in college. They're grown men. They're professional athletes. And not to mention, they've got to deal with it, right? So, like, when Jalen Hurts gets hit, like, your T-shirt, you know what I mean? It matters. like you're causing drama and issues that players wouldn't. Like, if a player did that, people would be pissed off. You're the head coach. You're a Cowboy fan. You got the last laugh. What did you think of the T-shirt?
I thought it was stupid, like you said. I mean, I offer the Tom Landry, you know, stoic and all that. Yeah, Bill Belichick would never do something like that. I think it's kind of silly. You know, I think it's new coaches nowadays. We don't have those guys. We have younger guys nowadays who want to sort of be like their players or want to be like their kids and their teenage kids who are doing this, that, and everything else.
Doesn't work.
Like I said, no. And
Someone's got to be an adult in the room.
Exactly. I was just going to say the same thing. Someone's got to be dad, right? Someone's got to be the disciplinarian there.
Dude, you got a bunch of nut jobs in the room. That's what football players have told me even. They're like, dude, nah, man. Like, they said, quite frankly, like, there's a lot of alpha males, dude, and a lot of guys that are tough dudes in that room. And if you're just a joker, they're never going to take you. If they don't fear you at all, you're going to be penalized. Dude, the Buffalo Bills, George, were the most penalized team in the NFL with Rex Ryan. Are they now with McDermott? No. McDermott will cut you. Rex Ryan will go have a beer with you after.
There is a difference there. And I think you know which coach I prefer. Like I said, Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson, my favorite coach. Bill Parcells, even with the Giants, one of my favorite coaches. I think you need that kind of guy. But it's also, we don't see that much in today's game. Right? We don't. Those kind of guys, because players have more power nowadays because they make so much money, that we generally, we don't want that kind of coach. Or the owners don't want that kind of coach. The GMs don't want that kind of coach. They want someone who can get along with the players. Hard to do, like I said, especially in football where you can cut these guys on a whim. I just don't like giving the other team any. Even though, I get it, the Cowboys want to beat the Eagles anyway. It probably meant very little, but still, I'm not giving any bulletin board material. I'm just not. You know, I don't want to hear at the end, if I lose this game, oh, yeah, you know, I remember that shirt. That's why I hit this guy even harder. I don't need to hear that because it makes me look terrible. So I thought it was silly. And once again, he says he's going to keep wearing it. I hope not, but, you know, people also have a hard
time. Well, let him keep wearing it. I don't know. Like, it'll be a memory because at this rate, it ain't going to last long. Yeah, Mikey in Chicago. It is. It is from, like, it's a college thing. It's like beat Michigan State, beat MSU, beat OSU, beat Michigan. And they even said he got the idea for the T-shirt when he was at Ohio State and Michigan week. And everyone at Ohio State was wearing T-shirts, beat Michigan. It's like, dude, like, it's not college, George. You know what I mean? Like, you're not with the dorm. Like, it's not college game day. Like,
my guess is he won't be wearing it when Dallas goes to Philadelphia in December. I wouldn't think he would anyway.
I'm surprised Jeffrey Lurie didn't say, dude, what are you, an idiot? Take that shirt off.
I think he might say it now. Yeah, I think let the guy get a chance with it once. See if it works. You know,
yeah, yeah, you're right. All right, you wore the shirt and we lost. Now you take it off. Yeah. You're right.
It's just silly. I mean, I don't understand why coaches do that. I'm of the belief where, like I said, I'm not giving any bulletin board material. It's tough enough to beat a team Monday night, their first home game of the season. Why am I adding to it? Especially when this team's gotten obliterated, I think, the last two or three times now that they've gone to Dallas.
All right, so the game goes over the number. Prime times are now 8-1 to the over, George, on the season. How'd you do betting on the game? You're kind of crazy. You don't bet on your Cowboy game. So you're right?
No, Joe Lisi and I both went heavy on the Cowboys tonight and the over.
Finally. You're a smart man. You got a piece of the action. Is this new? The first? Yeah.
No, you hit it. You hit it right. Generally, I don't because, I mean, it's the fan in me. I don't want to be screwed over twice. Oh, Cowboys.
But you were so confident tonight that you bet on it.
I mean, the Cowboys have destroyed the Eagles last couple of times at home. There was a buzzsaw I thought the Eagles were going into tonight. You know, I was a little bit worried. I think you even put this on one of your tweets, or maybe it's on the earlier show. The Cowboys' defensive line was a wreck, and I was worried, you know, if the Eagles try and run the ball up the middle, it could be a problem, but then I'm thinking, you know, they don't have the runners for that. Sanders and Gainwell aren't up-the-middle guys. They're outside guys, and Dallas has the speed to match that. You know, so I like the Cowboys a lot tonight. I didn't play as many props because Cooper does not do well against Slay, and he had the ribs. I know they took
I got burnt by that.
Slay has destroyed Cooper a lot, much more often than not. I did have CD. How many yards? What was the prop on CD Lamb? I don't even know if I won that one. It's, what do you have, 56, 66?
Hey, I know he was 5.5 receptions. I don't know what his yards were. So yeah, his yards were like 64.5 or so, 65.5. 5.5 receptions.
Yeah, I think I hit that. I took the yards, not the receptions. And I didn't touch the running backs. I wish I did, but I didn't touch the running backs because I didn't even know how they were going to break it up.
Well, how about this, George? I took Pollard over 59.5 rushing receiving yards.
Checked,
he ended
I
it with 60.
Before the show to see if you won. Because I was going through a tweet later. I'm like, oh, Gabe, did you get the yard?
Dude, he was at 56 midway through the second quarter, and then they never gave it to him. I was like, man, Zeke, are you going to come out or what, bro? Like, and it was like, no. And I knew, though, George, I tweeted even. I was like, now they're going to take him out. It's 34-14. It's done. Like, they're taking Zeke out now. Now Pollard gets a couple of touches, and then Clement got a couple of touches. Like, I barely got it. But, hey, I've lost by half a yard. Hey, how about me and Cam? We both had CeeDee Lamb first touchdown of the game. Dear God, he got tied. He landed like half an inch, George. First touchdown of the game, 9-1.
Underthrow. It was an underthrow, too. Should have been an easy touchdown. That would drive me insane. See, that's what would drive me insane.
9-1.
How much money I had on that? Yeah.
No, I only had. I had $15 out. I'd have paid $202 back. Like, so, whatever it was. Like, it would have been a nice $202 score early, right? So close. Like, the thought was there. They went to him and everything. But I did well, too. I had the Cowboys. I had the over. I teased the Cowboys to the over. And Pollard was my biggest prop. So, winning on night. For us tonight, and I had the Seattle Mariners to beat Oakland tonight, as that game's come to an end. And this Seattle team won't go away. We'll get to some baseball talk in a couple of minutes. So Dallas Cowboys get the Carolina Panthers up next. You just talked about them matching up with the running back. So, you know, McCaffrey's not going to play. I'm seeing reports, though, that he's not going to be out long, prolonged at least, but I don't think he's playing this week. So you get Hubbard out of Oklahoma State, who's not bad, George. Canadian kid. I think he's from Manitoba. He's not a bad running back, actually. He's one of the and they've had some good backs there, right? You know, Barry Sanders and Thurman Thomas at Oklahoma State. But he was one of the top running backs in history. They put up tons of numbers. And he's not bad, but obviously he's not McCaffrey. We saw the offense was clearly not the same when he left. They were lucky they were playing Houston when they lost McCaffrey. Like, you could tell that offense wasn't the same without him.
Listen, I don't want to bash the Panthers, but I'm about to do that. You played nobody this season. All right? Listen, I'm glad things are going well for you, but you played nobody. Come on. You played the Jets. Worst team in football? Anybody going to argue that? Yeah, you know, you played the New Orleans Saints. They have no offense. And then you played the Houston Jaguars. The Houston Texans. Second worst team in football? I mean, really, come on. You played nobody. You know, not that Dallas is the, you know, I'm not equating Dallas to the Buccaneers or the Rams, but now you're going to play a real team next week. We'll see what you can do. It's in Dallas. I don't like, and I know it's going to sound like a homer thing or I'm bitching, but I hate when the NFL does this really for any team. Carolina gets the extra days, right? Because they played on Thursday. Why are you making a team that
you get the short week,
play
yeah.
that team? Right. Why does the NFL do that?
It's a good point.
Say you don't care about competitive advantage, but the NFL is scheduling. Always drives me insane. I just don't get it why you do that. At least Dallas playing at home. As far as they don't make them travel.
Yeah, like play against a team that played Sunday Night Football last night, or if that's not on the schedule, somebody that played one of the late games yesterday. You know what I mean?
Try to make it
similar. So it's a good point. Like, why would you take a team that's been off 10 days? It's almost like they even out the game a bit, don't they, by doing that? Like, and let's be real, George. What do you think the Dallas Cowboy players are doing right now? These guys are at a party at Jerry Jones's house or wherever they go, whatever they do. Yeah. And all the Hall of Famers were there, too. Oh, yeah, they're wasted right now. Like, Cowboys are wasted. Tomorrow is a right. Tuesday's the day off in the NFL anyways, in their union type thing. They don't work Tuesdays. It's in the contract. So that's their, like, spend a day with the kids, do, you know what I mean? You got to live your life day. Because basically you play Sunday, You show up Monday and you watch the game tape and you're beat up. So you go into the jacuzzi and you've seen the trainers and everything. Tuesday's the off day. Wednesday is like the real practice day. All right, this is what we're going to do against this team. Thursday, you walk through it. Friday, you travel, right? Generally. That's generally the week. So now in a short week, though, so the Cowboys wasted tonight. Tomorrow hungover into Wednesday. Yeah, and then, you know, so they're basically going to have like two practices for the Panthers, essentially. Two practices and a walkthrough, you know what I mean? Because they do the walkthrough on Friday. They do the walkthrough on Saturday, too.
Yeah, they're at home, so they'll do the walkthrough on Saturday. It is what it is. And every team has to go through this, but there's a lot of garbage like that I'll never understand, the way the NFL does their scheduling, about why you can't make things just a little fair. It's already in Carolina's favor. Or any.
Do you want to lay 4.5 points, though? Like, are things going this well? Like, wow, the Cowboys just going to start covering every week now?
I think the Cowboys are going to score. Can Carolina score with them? Cowboys going to score points. I know Carolina made the big trade today for C.J. Henderson, which I like the deal. I mean, he traded Arnold to get him there, so I like that deal. But I don't know how if he's going to be at the par already in week four to cover Cooper or to cover CeeDee Lamb. But I like the Cowboys next week.
More with Kurtz on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I can't believe it. He was so young. How could this have happened?
Well, he'd been logging some pretty heavy hours. First one in the morning, last one to leave at night. That kid was a human dynamo.
Are you sure you're talking about George?
You are Mr. and Mrs. Costanza.
What the hell did you trade Jay Buhner for? He had 30 home runs and over 100 RBIs last year. He's got a rocket for an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Well, Buhner was a good prospect, no question about it. But my baseball people love Ken Phelps' bat. They kept saying, Kent Phelps, Kent Phelps.
I'm not here. Leave a message.
Bring it. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Moretzi. George Kurtz, the only New Yorker in the history of New York that's never seen Seinfeld before, joining us. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. So let's talk some baseball. You're all happy about your New York Yankees, but you're not out of the woods yet. And how about those Seattle Mariners? Good night tonight. I cashed the football game and a nice little icing on the cake here with the Seattle Mariners winning. Mariners have screwed me a lot this year, too. I've been on the wrong side of a lot of Mariner games. I bet them a lot, so I'm glad to cash. I've been cashing with them over the last week or so. Mariners are on a roll right now, Kurtz, and they cut the lead to a game and a half. So the updated wild card standings right now in the American League, it's over for Oakland. You're done. So you're 3.5 back with 5 to go. It's over. So the Yankees right now have a 1-game lead on the Boston Red Sox. So if the playoffs started today, the Red Sox and the Yankees would be in. But the Toronto Blue Jays are only 1 game back of the Boston Red Sox and 2 games back of the New York Yankees. And now the Seattle Mariners, with tonight's win, have inched into 1.5 back. So the Mariners are in play right now, George. And if you're Oakland, it'll be interesting to see how they respond, because if Oakland players aren't dumb, they know they're done. So, like, Seattle sort of have that momentum going through the week here now, too. Oakland might pack it in, you know what I mean, just out of sort of frustration. Not like, oh, we're going to mail it in, but they know they're screwed. And then they're going to grip the bats a little tighter, like, what are you making a race right now?
From the Yankees side, they did what they had to do. And what I mean that is they're in trouble still, because you're playing Toronto now for 3. All right, obviously Toronto wants to win these games.
Oh, God, what a series this is going to be.
But the pitching matches don't go well for the Yankees at all. I mean,
Taillon versus Ryu.
Yeah, Taillon, right off the IL, yeah, he'll be fine. And, Ryu has killed the Yankees this year. I think he's 3-0. He's pitched very well. It's not like he's put the pitch 3-0 to a 6 ERA. He's pitched very well. He's destroyed the Yankees. The Yankees do have Cole going on Wednesday, but Toronto's beating up on Cole. So it's not like he's pitched great. But the good news is they get Berrios, and generally the Yankees more. I don't think the Yankees have faced him with Toronto yet, but with Minnesota, let's face it, anybody on Minnesota is the Yankees. They said no problem with him, so maybe that's good for them. And then Kluber versus Ray? That ain't going to go well. I'll take the over that game. The Toronto's over, because Kluber's going to get destroyed. I think the Yankees are going to lose 2 out of 3 here. It's going to bring the Rays into effect this weekend. Who do the Rays want to get in? If they want the Yankees to get in because they're not worried, no, we'll start this guy and that guy. Yeah, go ahead.
It's pretty crazy. The Rays control the fate of things, so they can pick.
They do. And they're going to play that team. That's what I mean.
Remember. I don't know if you caught this, but did you notice all that Kiermaier stuff for the Blue Jays, which he stole their scouting card, their pitching report?
Yeah, he was wrong.
So Alejandro Kirk, there was a collision at the plate. Alejandro Kirk had he had a wristband, but on the wristband it had the pitches that they were going to throw to each hitter type thing. It was sort of like their little language and, their play card, so to speak. And there was a collision at the plate. The card fell off his wrist. Kiermaier stole it. They hit Kiermaier after. 2 games later, they plunked him. The bench is cleared. And Kiermaier said after, I hope we effing play Toronto. I want those guys bad and stuff. And same thing. It's like, really, be careful what you wish for. The Blue Jays are pretty good. The Blue Jays actually match up well with the Rays. So that's interesting right there. I don't know. Honestly, if you were the Rays, who would you want to play? The Yankees, the Red Sox, or the Blue Jays?
I don't want to play the Blue Jays. I told you.
I wouldn't want to play the Jays either. I'd be like, I don't want to deal with those guys.
Right. We know they can hit, right? I know they're not hitting as well right now, but they can hit. That pitching staff is better than we give them credit for. We just named the top 3 starters there. That matches up with just about anybody.
Yeah.
Right? Ray, Ryu, Berrios. You got Matz after that. I'm leaving somebody out there. I apologize. But that's a good staff. I mean, I get it. The bullpen is questionable. But still, I don't want to play them.
Yeah, Manoah, bro. Manoah, the rookie, he's been awesome.
That's who I forgot. That's who I love.
He's been good, George.
Right. He's over Matz. I don't think Matz will get a start. So the Rays generally have their way with the Yankees. The only Yankee starter you're worried about is Cole. I mean, I think I'd rather play the Yankees. They haven't hit most of the year. And as I brought you up during the break, Judge dislocated his finger yesterday.
Yes, he's pinky,
not
right?
A problem. Right. He's not going to be a problem. I don't hit with that anyway. Yeah, okay. All right. It's a problem. I'm very curious. Now, the Yankees, I'm waiting for a move here. I think this will give it away about how much they're worried about Judge if they bring up probably Esteban Florial. They didn't do it today, but I'm wondering if they'll do that tomorrow to bring up an extra outfielder. Not that Judge wouldn't play with that. They're worried that he might have to come out. So I think this will be an important move to look for here. I think the Red Sox get in, by the way, because they're playing.
They got Chris Sale against Baltimore.
They got Bolton, and then they play the Nats. They play nobody. I mean, how do they not go 5-1? If they don't, then you don't deserve to get in.
Boston's going to squeeze. So is this Chris Sale's last start, or can they squeeze him in again on Sunday? So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he could go again Sunday, right?
He'll be set up to go in a game. They need to win on Sunday
if they needed to.
Card. Or game 163. I guess they would just have him go one game.
Well, we'll get to 163 in a minute, because there might be 163, 164, 165, and 166.
Someone asked me earlier, as a Yankee fan, if I would take that right now.
That's actually probably better for everybody if it just leads to chaos. I, as a Dodger fan, I almost want it too. Like, it's like, all right, if we tied, you know what I mean? If we could just tie with these guys, that would even be better. Like,
Of course, the Yankees have a 2-game lead, but they have the toughest schedule. So would I take a game 163? And I think I probably would, because I am worried about Seattle running this table at this freaking team. Go away. Go away. You're not a good team. Go
away. They're not going away.
They're annoying me. They're not. That's a problem. It's a problem.
They could have so many times, too, and quit, right? But they never did, and here they are.
The little engine that could, and they keep coming at you, coming at you. They don't go away. I'd be surprised if there's not a regular season game on Monday. I truly would. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think for baseball, we'll love it. There'll be maybe a couple games. You know, maybe Atlanta will choke in the National League. They'll have to play that game versus that makeup game versus Colorado on Monday, too. I don't see that happening, but maybe.
All right, let me get Jeff Passan's tweet here. I retweeted it earlier. He's good. He's good at what he does.
He had it all broken down.
Yeah. As far as the so this is great. If the Blue Jays take and all this is so possible too, right? If the Blue Jays take 2 or 3 from the Yankees and then sweep the Baltimore Orioles, and the Yankees take 2 or 3 from the Rays, and the Red Sox go 4-2 down the stretch, there'll be a 3-way tie for the 2 American League wildcard spots. That's not out of the realm. Like, that's kind of there. Blue Jays take 2. I think the Blue Jays will take 2 or 3 from the Yankees.
So do I.
And then I think the Blue Jays probably will sweep the Orioles.
I agree with you there, too. I think the problem with that whole scenario is the Red Sox.
The Red Sox won't go. They won't lose twice, right?
I can see once, and even that's hard. I mean, the Orioles have no starting pitcher to throw against, so they're going to score 1,000 runs against them, right? And even the Nationals, who are you hoping for in that 3-game series? Patrick Corbin's going to do something? I don't even know if he's lined up to pitch in that series. You know, Josiah Gray, your ex-Dodger, he could do me a favor there. I'd appreciate that. It's hard to see them. Not going to be 5-1.
George Kurtz with us. I am Gabriel Morency. What does this even mean? So, Jeff tweets, if the Blue Jays take 2 or 3 from the Yankees and sweep the Orioles, the Yankees take 2 or 3 from the Rays, and the Red Sox go 4-2, there's going to be a 3-way tie for the 2 American League wildcard spots. Here's how it works. What about, great point. He's leaving Seattle out of this equation right now. But this is what's crazy here. So in case of a 3-way tie for 2 spots, the tiebreakers go like this. Club A hosts Club B in the first game, and the winner gets the first AL wildcard spot. The loser then travels to Club C for the second game, and the winner gets the second AL wildcard spot. But this is where it gets complicated. Because they won their season series against both teams, the Red Sox would get the first tiebreaker pick. Toronto beat New York, so it would choose second. Presumably, Boston would be Club A, which would get a home game and 2 cracks at winning. What would Toronto do with the second pick? So what do you mean, like, they get to pick? What the hell is going on now, George? I'm getting confused already here.
I get where they're going with this. It's never happened. This is what might be completely wild here. But with the pretty much the
so you could pick one or played 1 or 2 games type thing, right?
Do you want to? Yeah. What do you want to do? Do you have a better chance of beating Boston on Monday and you just go for it, or and you lose, but then you got to play 2 games. Or you beat the Yankees, who get it on the best day?
Sort of like the NBA play it actually. You can win once or win. You get 2 cracks at it. I get it. It's the same type of thing. We've never seen this before. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what do you mean you get to choose? So on one hand, you'd rather have 2 bites at the apple. So choosing Club B would make the most sense. At the same time, if you've ever been to Rogers Center, you know about the incredible atmosphere. And elimination games at Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium aren't fun either. Like, this could be sick and awesome, George. Can you imagine, bro? If it's like Monday, Tuesday, it's like, Yankees at Boston, Boston at Toronto. Like, if it's just some sort of round robin, it'd be nuts.
It'd be great. I would love it. I don't think the Yankees are going to win the World Series anyway, so why not? Let's have some havoc next week. Let's play extra base.
And Seattle's not even in this mix on his tweets. You're right.
So Seattle would have the same odds as Toronto. So he had them, Toronto, going 5-1. So if they they would be in this too.
Yeah, and there's one more possibility. The Mariners sweep the A's and the Angels and finish 92-70. It would be a 4-way tie.
God, it would just be nuts.
A 4-way tie? How are they even like, oh my God, like no one even know. I don't know. Never seen that before. Like, I don't even know how they would do it.
I imagine
like, this
you
team, that team. Like,
team A
like,
versus Team D, Team B.
And then they play each other, right? As simple as that. And you two play each other, and then you two play each other.
And the winners go. That's I'm guessing that's how it would work.
Wow. What do you think the odds are any of this stuff happening?
We've talked about this a couple of years, though. All this, it always looks like the last week that something's going to happen. And generally, it doesn't. This year, though, I mean, because there's four teams in the mix, I can see the Yankees finishing fourth here. I can't think of the schedule going here. But Boston's got such a good schedule. I think they might go 6-0.
Dude, the Blue Jays go 2-1 against the Yankees and then minimum 2-1 against Baltimore. Let's be real. Minimum.
That's asking a lot. That's asking to go 2-1 against Baltimore. I think it's sweet.
And it's in Toronto. They're going to smoke them.
Right. How is Baltimore going to win those games? They're not. There's no way in hell. They're going 5-1. I got the Jays going 5-1.
Whoa.
And the Yankees probably going. I think they're going to go. One of three from Toronto. Two. That's 3-3. So it's 3-3. That gives them. That actually puts them in a tie with Toronto. Yeah, but I think Boston's going 6-0. 5-1 at worst.
And what about Seattle? So we talked about this. Oakland know they're done, George. They're down by 3.5 with 5 to go. Like in the clubhouse, they know. It's like, yeah, this isn't happening. So how do they react to that? And now you got Seattle who are red hot, George.
Pitching, man. Oakland has some decent pitching going to Tuesday. Just take one, please.
Kikuchi versus Bassett.
He's coming back with a hit in the head. But Kikuchi's been lit up a lot.
Gilbert versus Montas.
And then give up a great start there.
And then they close with three against the Angels in Seattle.
Ohtani, please start.
No, he said they're not. I think they're shutting them down now.
Change your mind.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues with Kurtz on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Then get on the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. So the Braves are up 2.5 on the Phillies. Yeah, I don't really like the Phillies' chances too much here, George. Not a lot of racetrack left to make up these 2.5 games.
Well, they play them three, right? That's where you got to sweep. You have to sweep. You can't just take 2 out of 3. They got to sweep them this week.
And have stuff work out for them as well. And hope the Braves like stumble elsewhere too, right? I guess, you know what I mean? So who are the Braves? So the Phillies get the Braves and then the Marlins. And the who are the Braves ending up with?
Let's see who they play.
The Braves end up with the Mets.
The Mets, yeah, the Mets.
But in Atlanta.
When was the last time the Mets won a game? Anybody got this for me?
I think since Steve Cohen ripped them.
Pretty much. It's been a wow. You talk about a team that just
dumped. Wow. Think about it, they were like the front runners and stuff, and now they're, what, like 10, 12 games under 500, whatever it is? Like, completely falling apart. All right, so the overnight odds right now. So Chris Sale, surprise, not a bigger favorite, actually. It's minus 255. It's minus one and a half is minus 152. The Yankees with Taillon against Ryu. The Blue Jays are minus 130. The Yankees are plus 110. The total is 9, Kurtz. And the Phillies have Zach Wheeler. So this is it for them. They got Zach Wheeler on the hill against Morton. The Braves are minus 126. The total is 8. What do you think about these early games?
Like I said, I'm on the Blue Jays. I don't think Taillon's going long in this game. I just don't. And like I said, Ryu's dominated the Yankees this year. I know he hasn't pitched much of late either. Little problems there. But I'm taking the Blue Jays. Probably going to leave the over alone, but I lean the over, and I want to take it. Give me the Red Sox both ways. I think they have no problem winning tomorrow. I think they're a little angry team there. I'm going to leave the Braves alone as well here. But I'll think about the under 8.
All right, hang in here, Kurtz. We'll get you out in a couple of minutes. We'll just get a couple of other baseball picks. And are the St. Louis Cardinals, they're 25-1 to win the World Series. 16-game win streak. Not getting a lot of respect for the odds makers still.
Unbelievable. They just don't lose.
Yeah, well, they play Milwaukee again tomorrow. Milwaukee, even though they've clinched, are probably sick of losing to these guys. More with Kurtz on the other side. We'll get a couple of baseball picks.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.